This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. High-level political mechanism meeting today to discuss presidential election and review the government performance. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and visiting US AID Administrator Samantha Power hold meeting at Shinga Darbar. Government decides to send teams of doctors and essential material to Turkey as humanitarian help. And they toll from Turkey earthquake crosses 12,000. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and CPN UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli held a meeting at Chairman Oli's residence at Bhaktapur yesterday. After the meeting, Prime Minister Dahal said they agreed to call a meeting of a high-level political mechanism today and discuss the upcoming presidential election. Chairman Oli's secretariat has said during the meeting, UML Chair Oli assured that the presidential post should be given to the UML as per the previous agreement. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and visiting USAID Administrator Samantha Power have held a meeting at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Minister at Singha Darbar. Prime Minister Dahal's secretariat shared that during the meeting yesterday they discussed the bilateral relations and mutual interest. Likewise, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has held a meeting with a visiting European Union Commissioner for International Partnerships, Jutta Urpilainen, at Singha Darbar yesterday. As shared by the Prime Minister's Secretariat during the meeting, the duo discussed the situation of various projects led by European Union in Nepal. Similarly, visiting administrator of the United States Agency for International Development, Samantha Power, met Finance Minister Bisnu Prasad Patel at the Finance Ministry in Singha Darbar yesterday. The meeting is said to have touched on an array of subjects, including the implementation of the MCC, USAID projects, and the bilateral relations between Nepal and the United States. The administrator of the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, Samantha Power, has said that Nepal would always find a true friend in the United States for safeguarding democracy, promoting inclusive economic growth and ensuring human dignity. Addressing a press conference in Kathmandu yesterday, USAID Administrator Power said the United States had been a partner of the Nepali people in achieving their aspirations for prosperity for the past 75 years and would continue to be so in the days to come. More in this report by Kaushal Khimire.
The administrator of the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, Samantha Power, has said that Nepal would always find a true friend in the United States for safeguarding its democracy, promoting inclusive economic growth, and ensuring human dignity. Addressing a press conference in Kathmandu on Wednesday, USAID Administrator Power said the United States had been a partner of the Nepali people in achieving their aspirations for prosperity for the past 75 years and would continue to be so in the days to come.
As the Nepali people work to advance democracy, drive inclusive economic growth, and extend dignity to every person, they will have, just as they have had, for the last 75 years, a friend and partner in the United States that you can count on.
Sharing about her meetings with Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and Finance Minister Bisnu Patel, Administrator Power said she informed the duo that USAID was committed to helping Nepal achieve its development goal and attain middle-income status by the year 2030. Power said USAID's food security program had helped more than 800,000 farmers increase their income and boost economic growth.
I also conveyed to Prime Minister Dahal as well as Finance Minister Powdell, who I met earlier in the day, how committed we are to USAID, how committed we are at USAID to helping Nepal achieve its development goals and attain middle-income status by 2030. Already, USAID's Feed the Future program, our flagship food security program, has helped more than 800,000 Nepalis in the agricultural sector increase their incomes and boost economic growth.
Power also announced that USAID had planned to invest nearly $60 million to make Nepal's budget process more inclusive, equitable and transparent, adding that the aid would also be used to support independent media and civil society.
USAID plans to invest nearly $60 million to advance democratic progress, resources that will help make the budget process more inclusive and equitable and transparent to the citizenry of this country, resources that will help support independent media and civil society, and resources that will protect the rights of historically marginalized communities.
Administrator Power emphasized easing regulations and streamlining Nepal's bureaucracy for bringing in American investment. She also stressed the need for Nepal and the United States to come together to fight climate change and promote Nepal's tourism sector. Kaushal Ghimire, Radio Nepal, Kathmandu.
The government has decided to send medical teams and essential assistance to Turkey in the aftermath of a devastating earthquake there. A meeting of the National Council for Disaster Risk Reduction and Management held at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers yesterday took a decision to send aid to Turkey. In the meeting, Prime Minister Dahal termed Turkey as a good friend of Nepal and stressed the need of joining hands with it during the crisis. Turkey was struck by 7.8 earthquake on Monday, reporting massive losses of lives and property. The ruling alliance candidate Kumar Dasodi of CPN-UML has been elected a member of the National Assembly in the by-election held in Lumbini province. Chief Election Officer Kripa Surkarki said Dasodi was elected with a weighted vote of 4,026, while his nearest rival Madhavacharya of the Nepali Congress received 3,720 votes. Similarly, Rajendra Biraya of Nagarik Unmukti Party got 192 votes. Ambassador of the Republic of Korea to Nepal Park Chung-sung yesterday paid a courtesy call on Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari. During the meeting held at the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies, the duo discussed about vivid dimensions of Nepal-Korea relations. The Korean government provides assistance to Nepal in education, health, rural development and IT sectors through KOICA International. On the occasion, Minister Bhandari urged the South Korean envoy to open a route for Nepali goods to South Korea. In reply, the Korean ambassador said investors in South Korea were interested to expand their business to Nepal, asking to ease the visa process and ensure the protection of investment. Chinese ambassador to Nepal, Chen Song, paid a courtesy call on House of Representatives Speaker Devraj Khimiri. During the meeting held at the Speaker's office in Singha Darbar yesterday, the duo exchanged views on bilateral relations between Nepal and China. On the occasion, the Speaker reaffirmed Nepal's commitment to the One China policy, thanking China for its assistance to Nepal at different times. On the occasion, the ambassador extended a best wishes message to the Speaker from the Chairman of the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress of China, Li Chansu. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Bazu Darsan.
Bhagyamani Babu. Ramrari aipugnu bhaye ni.
Hajur, ramrari puge. U chai mero college ko best friend.
Namaste Babuji.
Namaste. Aunu na bhitrai.
हुन्छ हजुर
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् भाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 14-15 ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back. After the short break, we continue with international updates now. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has defended his government's response to two catastrophic earthquakes, saying it was impossible to prepare for the scale of the disaster. At least 12,000 people are confirmed dead in Turkey and northern Syria. Critics claimed the emergency services' response was too slow and the government was poorly prepared. Erdogan accepted the government had encountered some problems but said the situation was now under control. The president rejected the accusation and said unity was required in the aftermath of the disaster. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Province 1, Gandaki Province and Karnali Province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 20.8 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 6 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. High-level political mechanism meeting today to discuss presidential election and review the government performance. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda and visiting USAID Administrator Samantha Power hold meeting at Singadarbar. Government decides to send teams of doctors and essential material to Turkey as humanitarian help. And they toll from Turkey earthquake crosses 12,000. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.